China and the US have done a deal. Andrew, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
And it's just gangbusters. The markets.
It's all on. So take a wee step back here. What we're seeing is the sort of steady removal of uncertainty that was created by President Trump on April the 2nd with the announcement of the reciprocal tariffs that weren't really reciprocal. So we've had this Trump 2.0 induced volatility and uncertainty, which is supposedly part of the art of negotiation, but what actually delivered a month of April that was pretty uncomfortable to work through, with the S&P 500 falling the best part of 15%. If I look at an intraday basis, you know, we had the bond sell-off, we had the bond vigilantes come back, we had currencies all over the show, but the S&P 500 has now climbed all the way back. If we look overnight, it's gapped back to where it was in early March. So we've had a heck of a round trip. And yes, overnight you had the announcement of a holding pattern, really, in the trade standoff between the US and China. The parties have been talking in Geneva. We've had what's termed a massive de-escalation in tensions. So there's been widely reported the US has slashed duties for the moment on Chinese imports to 30% from 145%. So that's a wee move, isn't it? On the other side, China has reduced import duties on US goods to 10%. It does look like there was plenty of coordination and cooperation here. If you look at the way the press releases were put out. Look, Mike, can I just make a point? It does seem that Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, seems to be the sort of common sense head of reason. When sensible stuff happens, you can usually find his name in there within the Trump administration. So they've also agreed to take aggressive action to stem the flow of fentanyl. That may also be a lever to chip away at the sort of 20% extra that China is paying. Other countries are paying 10% at the moment, so you've got that premium on China, but a much smaller one. Media coverage is now sort of tend to focus on who backed down, who won. I think, really, isn't it more important that we just got there? But it does appear to be a pretty big step back from the US. It's obviously being cheered by markets. You've talked about that. So we've had big moves overnight. As we look at it, the S&P 500 up over 3%, the NASDAQ up over 4% as we talk. And I think we should see that feel-good action flow through into Australasian equity markets today as well. Other markets, US dollar is stronger, so it's stronger against the yen, stronger against the euro. It's pushed US Treasury rates up a little bit. We've had a wind back of the expectation of Fed fund rate cuts, but we do sort of start to speculate now on what the eventual landscape that we'll end up with will be. A tariff situation maybe between sort of 10 and 20%. You've got to remember that is higher than what was exactly in place previously. Yeah. That's a headwind. So you've still got concerns over potential US recession, what impact that will have on US corporate earnings. But it's much better to have this than to not have it.
That is true, and that is China. But we've got 190-something other deals to go, so I suppose we wait to see what happens there as well. Now, mixed concrete, which is one of our favourite measures for the domestic market. Is this good or not? Because it's down on some bits, but seasonally adjusted. What's it mean?
Well, I love this piece of data because we always say we want hard data, don't we? So ready mixed concrete fits that brief pretty well. Look, my interpretation is that this does shine a light on the construction industry, and I think it's still the construction industry is still looking challenging. Yes, volumes were down 1.5% in the March quarter, but when you seasonally adjust it, they're up a little bit. If you look at the year, the March year was down 5.4% compared with the year to March 24. So look, quarterly volume was one of the lowest we've seen on record outside of COVID-related periods if we go back over the sort of last decade. So I think it still talks about challenging times in the industry. I do wonder, I don't know the data well enough, but I do wonder what the impact of large-scale projects is. So if you're building a stadium, for instance, in Christchurch, presumably that uses a bucket load of concrete, and then you will see a dip. So not too sure about that, but I think it says the construction industry is still challenging.
Right, open numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones, sit down, get ready. It's up 1,111 points, 2.7%, 42,361. The S&P 500 is up 175 points, 5,836. That's a 3.12% gain. And the NASDAQ is up 753 points, up 4.2%, 18,682. Happy days. The Mag 7 index, if we look at the Mag 7, they're all up quite a lot. FTSE 100 up 50 points, 8,604. That's 0.59%. The Nikkei was up 0.38 overnight, 141 points, 37,000. 644. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.82%. In fact, all of Asia was up. 3369, the close on the Shanghai Composite. The Aussies yesterday gained 2. They'll have a good leap today. Closed there 8233. And the NZX 50 gained 0.57%. 72 points, 12,676. On the currencies, Kiwi dot US dollar is stronger, Kiwi dollar lower, 0.5852 against the US, 0.9197 against the Aussie, 0.5282 against the euro, 0.4442 pounds, 86.89 against the yen. Gold has come back a little bit, $3,223, and Brent crude has gone up a bit, $65.15.
Great coverage. Well done, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.